This goes to Dr. Kayla, K-A-Y-L-A, Stefanko, S-T-E-F-A-N-K-O. Fax 231-779-7701. Regarding Joanne, it's J-O-A-N-N, Spry, S-P-R-Y, hyphen Virgo, V-I-R-G-O. Date of birth, December 24th of 1954. Dear Dr. Stefanko, this is a telemedicine consultation for Mrs. Virgo, Spry Virgo, who was sent for evaluation of stage 3A chronic kidney disease, which was as bad as stage 4 chronic kidney disease last year. The patient is a 67-year-old female who's had an extensive medical history, many injuries, and also a gastric bypass Roux-en-Y procedure in about 2011. She lost about 120 pounds and gained about 20 back, but has maintained her current weight about 203 pounds. She was seeing a nephrologist in the Cadillac area, Dr. Chaudry, I think it's C-H-A-U-D-R-Y, who followed her last year when she had elevated creatinine levels with estimated GFR in the low 20 range. And she was using ibuprofen and other oral NSAIDs daily and regularly for severe back and neck pain. And he attributed the worsening of kidney function to the chronic use of ibuprofen. She has stopped it, and she does not use any non-steroidal anti-inflammatory agents from this time forward, from the time that kidney function worsened until current. She has moved back to the Vesterberg area, and she is seeking care in Alma, in the Alma area at this time, therefore has the referral to Dr. Fuente. She denies chest pain or palpitations. She has a history of high blood pressure, but controls that with diet and low salt diet and avoidance of non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. She has recently been to the pain clinic and received injections for her back pain, and that did work very well. She has residual muscle pain, but it's much, much better. She has had frequent falls and a long history of low blood sugar, especially following the Roux-en-Y procedure. And she did have a severe fall, loss of consciousness in 2014, where she had a concussion and her neck, shoulder, hip. And she had hospitalization for up to a week while she recovered from that and then had ongoing chronic pain problems following that injury. She currently denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. No history of kidney stones. No, she does have minimal edema of the lower extremities. No claudication symptoms. No ulcerations. No history of CVA or TIA. No liver disease. No history of blood clots. Past medical history, she does have recurrent headaches, hypertension. She's had hyperthyroidism. She does not believe that was either Graves' disease or Hashimoto's thyroiditis. She had meningitis in 2007 and required hospitalization for a week. She does have chronic low back pain and neck pain. She has exercise-induced asthma, osteoporosis, a history of hyperparathyroidism. Past surgical history, she had radiation to her thyroid in 2018 and right shoulder reconstructive surgery in 2017. She's had breast biopsies that have been benign. She's had a cholecystectomy and a total abdominal hysterectomy with bilateral salping oophorectomy in 2000. She had umbilical hernia repair in 2012. She had skin cancer lesions removed from her back and nose with reconstructive surgery. And she's had an appendectomy and the Roux-en-Y procedure was in 2011. Social history, the patient is married. She lives with her husband. She's a retired educator. She has never smoked cigarettes. She does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. Family history is significant for coronary artery disease, diabetes, hypertension, thyroid disease, glaucoma, hyperlipidemia, and skin cancer. Drug allergies, she's allergic to Zomeg, alcohol that is ingested in the form of alcoholic beverages, tree pollen, mold, and onion extract. Medications, Imitrex, 100 milligrams as needed for migraine, DVROM, it's capital D like David, E, V like Victor, R, O, M like Mary. She takes 400 milligram daily. Tylenol, 500 milligram, 1 to 2 daily as needed for pain. Niacin, 500 milligram daily. Vitamin B complex daily. Claritin, 10 milligram daily. Lasix, 40 milligram, 1 to 2 daily with potassium chloride, 20 mil equivalent twice a day. Tramadol is 50 milligram every 12 hours. Hydroxyzine, 25 milligram, 1 to 2 tablets at bedtime. Flonase nasal spray, 2 sprays to each nostril once daily. Multivitamin, vitamin D3, 1,000 units daily. Calcium citrate, 2 daily. She takes probiotics, MSM, gas relief, and a multivitamin. She's not using any oral nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory agents for pain. Physical examination. The patient is alert and oriented. Color is good. She's in no apparent distress. And she appears her stated age of 67. Height is 66 inches. Weight 202.8 pounds. Pulse 85. Blood pressure 130 over 84. And labs, most recent lab studies were done October 19th, 2021. Creatinine was 1.1, and her levels have ranged between 1.1 and 1.3 since 2015. And we don't have the readings from 2020, which is when I assumed the GFR was down in the 20, the range of 20. Her creatinine 3.2 of 21 is 1.2. May 19th, 2019, creatinine 1.3. And so on down to 12.22 of 15, creatinine is 1.3. So 10.19, 2021, sodium is 141. Potassium was 3.14. Carbon dioxide 29, calcium 9.5, albumin is 4.6, liver enzymes are normal. Intact parathyroid hormone is markedly elevated at 341. Free T3 was 1, TSH is 2.99. Hemoglobin is 16.5, normal white count and normal platelet levels. Urinalysis is negative for blood, negative for protein. She does have a few calcium oxalate crystals noted. And we don't have a kidney ultrasound with that was done recently. Assessment and plan. Stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with fluctuating creatinine levels and hyperparathyroidism. We would like the patient to repeat all her labs now, including parathyroid hormone level and vitamin D, 125 and 25 OH levels. We're also going to check the parathyroid hormone and the other renal labs. Then we will do them every 3 months thereafter. Then we are going to schedule the patient for a kidney ultrasound with post-void bladder scan in ELMA. After the labs are back, we may also schedule her for a nuclear med parathyroid scan if vitamin D levels are normal and there's no obvious reason for the hyperparathyroidism. And she's going to be rechecked by this office in the next 3 to 4 weeks. The patient was also evaluated by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.